For years, oyster growers in the Northwest have been looking for ways to kill the burrowing mud shrimp. Now it seems an invasive parasite is doing it for them. As these shrimp disappear from the West Coast, an unlikely pair of scientists may be all that stands between them and extinction. One hopes to save the shrimp, the other was hired to kill them. For EarthFix, Cassandra Perfita reports.
Oregon State University researcher John Chapman is knee-deep in mud and sinking deeper.
I wonder if I'm going to get my leg back.
The mud flat surrounding him in Newport's Yuquina Bay is pocked with holes, some snaking down more than 6 feet. These are the burrows of the burrowing mud shrimp.
This is the last biggest population in the world. We're on it. In San Francisco Bay, they're extinct. In most of California, they're extinct.
He plunges a clam gun into the pool of water surrounding him and pulls up a shrimp about the length of his hand. It has a large bulge on one side, about the size of a cough drop.
Yeah, so this one, look at it this way.
He lifts up the side of the shrimp to reveal a white centipede-looking creature called an isopod, nestled inside.
That's the isopod. It's like having a parasite the size of a large cat or a mid-sized dog sucking blood from you. That's under your armpit, you probably would notice.
Mud shrimp are native to the West Coast. The parasitic isopods are from Asia. It's likely the first invaders crossed the ocean in a ship's ballast water. The parasite doesn't kill the shrimp, but it does prevent them from reproducing.
So far, all the things we've tried suggest that this really is on a trajectory of extinction. All the populations that we can watch, every place we've looked for this parasite in this host, it's there.
To save these shrimp, Chapman says what he really needs is more research. And he's found a surprising ally on that front.
All right, we'll go for it on this one. What the heck?
Brett Dumbold is an ecologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, now we do the shrimp dance.
He's standing on top of what looks like a large steel pot in Oregon's Tillamook Bay, shifting his weight back and forth and humming the chicken dance. His job is to study ways to kill mud shrimp for commercial oyster growers. Their farmed oysters are introduced from Japan. So when the native shrimp dig their holes, these oysters often slip into the mud and suffocate. Dumbold has researched pesticides the growers could use to kill the shrimp, as well as other methods that might work, like tilling the mudflats with machinery or zapping them with electricity.
How many did you get?
Zero.
Okay.
To measure the shrimp population, Dumbold's research team sinks a large ring of metal into the mud and digs out the contents, sorting through the pile by hand and counting the shrimp they find inside.
I keep thinking my fingers are shrimp because they're kind of pink.
Dumbold was the first to notice the parasite back in 1988. He kept a log over the years and watched as the parasite numbers in Washington's Willapa Bay shot up while the shrimp numbers plummeted.
At that point, you know, we were just recording and went, oh, that's interesting. Shrimp started to decline and this isopod was increasing. What's going on?
Since then, the shrimp have all but disappeared from Willapa Bay, Grace Harbor, and Puget Sound.
So they're clearly not causing a problem for the growers up there anymore.
Chapman says Dumbold's research is critical to saving the shrimp from being wiped out altogether.
His data that he's collected over the years is some of the most important data that we have for understanding the entire problem. And if he wasn't doing that, we would be far behind where we are now.
But that doesn't mean the scientists hired to kill mud shrimp now wants to protect them.
I try not to take a position, I guess, as a scientist on that. I'm neither trying to protect them or, in a sense, I'm trying to enable the growers to get rid of them on their oyster beds.
Dumbold continues to study ways to kill ghost shrimp, another native burrowing shrimp whose population is growing. But he and Chapman both recognize that having mud shrimp on the endangered species list wouldn't be good for oyster growers either.
If this were an eagle, it would be on the list. Yeah, it would make it easily. But we don't want to do that. What we would like is to solve the problem before we're there.
So the two scientists are working together. Their latest study involves collecting healthy and infected shrimp and keeping them alive to study how much the parasite slows their growth. That'll give them an idea of how fast the shrimp are collapsing and how much time is left to save them. I'm Cassandra Profita, reporting from Yuquina Bay.